It is Monday. That's the sound of my body dying. I tell you what, these allergies that I am suffering with, it's killing me. And now everyone thinks I have corona. I tell you, on my way to the studio to come and do the show, I was fine, absolutely fine. And then as I get outside of the studio, I don't know what was in the air, I don't know what was in the grass, but I was sneezing like somebody possessed. Forget somebody who has a serious case of Tourette's syndrome. I was sneezing like somebody is possessed. It's horrible. My face and my eyes. Honestly, I look like I've taken crystal meth. My eyes are just this hazy red. God, I look awful. Anyway, I hope everyone is all well. Hope everyone had a good weekend. The weather was really good. And the weather this week is going to be even better. I read something online earlier that the Netherlands has skipped spring and gone straight into summer, which is just, it's absolutely fine by me. I'm happy, but I'm a little bit annoyed because I bought myself a Germany football shirt because, you know, the Euros are coming up, and I want to get myself the latest German shirts. I always do it, whether it's the Football World Cup or the Euros. It's just something I enjoy doing. And Germany's always a team I support. They've always been a team I support ever since I can remember. And the reason I'm annoyed is because over the last, I don't know how long it is, 3 years, 4 years, perhaps, they've decided to change, Adidas, by the way, not Germany. Adidas has decided to change their fabric. So now, the size I used to get, which was a small, is too small for me. And the medium is gigantic. I mean, I can use this t-shirt as a blanket. So I ordered this medium because I thought, okay, I'm not going to make the same mistake of getting a small. So I get the shirt and it's, as I say, it's gigantic. I mean, I can use this thing as a blanket. So I'm a little bit annoyed because now I have to send the fucking thing back because I ordered it online. I didn't go to the shop. And now I have to send it back and wait for them to send me the small. And it's just, oh, for fuck's sakes, Adidas, why couldn't you just stick to the same fucking fabric that you used and that you have been using for the past 20 fucking years? Why do you need to change the fabric? I tell you, first world problems. Anyway, Lianka's here. She's back from her busy week. Hello, Lianka.
Hi, Wade. How's it going?
I'm okay. Look, 5 minutes before the show, I honestly thought I wasn't going to be able to do the show because I was just sneezing terribly. But how have you been? How's things been? How's your studies going? How's your internship? Fill us in.
Well, like, yeah, I told you before, I'm super busy and I still am. I guess I'll be busy until the end of the month. I think July will be a little bit less busy, but we'll see how it goes. Oh, and I wanted to actually comment on your gripes with the fabric of your t-shirt shrinking.
Yes.
Now that I am in the fashion industry, one of my internships is at with a lady that's got a lot of technical knowledge on fabric. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to actually get the right fit for textile. Because you know what? There's so many things that you have to consider. Like the climate is an issue. The textile responds different in different weather. It depends on how big the building is on which the textile is cut. Like some textiles, if you roll them up on a roll, before you can cut them, you need to lay them flat so they can like sort of de-stress for 48 hours. And then, you know, depending on what textile it is, they'll either contract or expand. When you wash a textile, the size changes. When you wash it in the wrong temperature, the textile reacts differently as well. The chemicals that are used to dye the textile with, they have like a weird impact on the textile as well. So the lady that I work for, she does quality control, and it's like the amount of things that she checks and the amount of work that we actually do to make sure the integrity of the garments that, well, she doesn't produce any garments, but she checks that everything is right for the brands. But it's insane. It's like really, really hard, especially like fit is a really hard thing to get right.
But you see, the thing is, what I don't understand is they've had this amazing fabric, Adidas, that they've used for their football shirts for, since I started wearing football shirts, which was 2005, 2006, around there. And the small has always fit me perfectly. And over the last 4 years, they've changed it. I know they've changed it because it doesn't even feel the same. It just feels very cheap.
You know, brands are trying to be sustainable nowadays. So, you know, they are changing up their production methods and like where they're getting the textile from and how they treat it and stuff. So all of this might actually be affecting the garment. But, you know, maybe like you have to sort of re-educate yourself or sort of re-familiarize yourself with the type of garment that you're getting. But maybe in the long run, it might be better for the world. But, you know, it's actually worth maybe messaging Adidas and asking them, why did the shirt change so much? You know, maybe they have a really good reason.
Yeah, I have a reason. It's because probably not as many people are buying football shirts, I'm guessing. So they've had to source cheaper materials.
Why would people be buying less football shirts? People love football.
Well, then why would you change the fabric? If it's worked for all of these years, why change it? You know, there's that saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe the people who manufactured the factory went out of production. Perhaps the resources ran out. Like, you wouldn't believe how destructive textile production actually is to the world. Like, it's wiped out like multiple ecosystems and sort of like driven people into poverty, like communities into poverty, like the impact on the earth, like where people are sort of like producing the textile, the impact on the earth and the communities.
Bullshit.
Are like really bullshit. Insane. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Who's saying that?
That is honestly, I've heard so many stories like this. I have no time for this. Sorry. It's just ridiculous that I'm just really annoyed now because I was looking so forward to this t-shirt and now I have to send the fucking thing back and now I have to wait for it. It's just, you see, if they didn't change their fabric, I wouldn't be in this situation. But anyway, I had quite a nice weekend. I spoke with my sister. In fact, I actually spoke with my parents and my sister separately, because they don't live together, but separately. And you see, I try limit talking to my family every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, because, you know, if you talk to your parents every second day, you're not going to learn anything new. So I try limit my conversation with them, you know, every 2 weeks. It's the same as my sister. And my sister's very surprised at the vaccination rollout here, because pretty much everyone in my family has their second vaccine or they are getting their second vaccine. And she was shocked when I said it's only 81 and 83 now, or 84, whatever the age is now, the year that they're asking people to come up and get their vaccine. That's only their first dose. So she's in a lot of shock, because my sister actually works for a company who experiments and studies the vaccine. I think it's the Oxford vaccine or the Moderna vaccine, or it's one of the vaccines that the UK produces. And she works for the company that does trials on the vaccine and all of that. So, you know, obviously when she hears stuff like this, you know, she's like gobsmacked. So it's you know, I don't blame her for being the surprise, because the rollout in the Netherlands has been shocking, especially since they have a factory here that makes and produces the vaccine. Have we lost Lianka again? Okay, let me get her back on the line. Oh boy. Oh boy. Alright, let's get Lianka back on the phone. This really irritates me because I was in the middle of fucking something. Alright, let's get her back on the phone. But yes, I limit my chats with my family, you know, to every 2 weeks, just because, you know, if, as I say, if you speak with your family every second day, you know, you're not going to learn anything. And, you know, I like being surprised. I like being surprised, and I like learning new things about my family. So that's the only reason why I limit it to 2 weeks. I've been speaking with someone on Instagram. Basically, I posted a picture because, you know, I'm collecting these Heineken bottles for the football, and anyway, so my collection's coming along quite good. I've managed to finish the collection of communist countries. So I've got Russia, I've got Poland, I've got Ukraine, and who else do I have? There's another communist country that I have. It's slipped my mind, but I've managed to get the Warsaw Pact of countries. And anyway, so I've been posting pictures on my social media because, you know, I'm quite proud of this, and I love doing stuff like this. And anyway, someone actually reached out to me, and they also ironically collecting these bottles, and they're struggling to find Finland. So anyway, we started chatting, and I said, look, you know what? I think I may have a Finland Heineken bottle lying around somewhere. So, you know, I'll send that to him, you know, because, you know, I would also, I think it's a nice thing, you know, when you're in that situation where you're collecting something that you enjoy, and you're having trouble to find a certain collectible that you are looking for. And luckily, you know, there's quite a few Finland bottles that I've managed to see whilst I've been collecting. So I'm going to send that off to this guy as soon as I get a chance. I might actually send it off tomorrow if I'm free, but it's just a fitting gesture, you know, just a kind gesture, because, you know, who knows, maybe, I mean, there's still a few other bottles that I need to collect. I've managed to finish Scandinavia, so I've got Sweden, I've got Finland, and I've got Denmark now. They're sitting nicely on the shelf in the studio. The Germanic countries, so Austria, Switzerland, and Germany is complete. Scotland, Wales, Ireland, that's also complete. In fact, I have Ireland here in front of me because I brought some of them. I mean, I still have some. I still need to drink. I mean, I still need to drink the communist ones. And I'm just a bit afraid that if I do drink these communist bottles, if I actually will become communist. So I think I'm holding back on the communist ones, on drinking them, you know, just because, you know, I don't know if I'll become communist. But who else do I got? I got Slovakia. I got Portugal. I've managed to complete the Latin part of Europe. So I've got France, I've got Italy, I've got Portugal, and I got Spain. Obviously, I still need to drink these, but I've managed to get that done. And what else? Who else do I have? Who else did I have? Who else do I have? I got... Oh, one interesting bottle I got. And this shows you how geek I am. How geeky I am. I got Turkey. Which is interesting because the Turkish logo... it's just the red logo. Because obviously Turkey is a Islamic country. And their flag uses the moon and the star. Which is a... It's a symbol of Islam. So obviously Heineken doesn't want to upset Turkey and any Islamic people. So it's just the red logo, which is interesting because it's basically just the Heineken logo that they've used. It's very interesting that. And it's actually quite a very neat design. So so yeah. There's still lots to come. It's tons to get through. And as I said, you know, wait until the Euros are finished. I'm going to rake in the money. I don't know if I'm going to sell them. It's nice. I mean, I'm looking at them now in the studio and it's really nice. It's nice. It's something like this you can look at in 5 years' time and think, wow, this is really cool. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to sell them yet or what. You know, I'll see after the Euros have into how the Euros pan out. So anyway, it doesn't look like Lianka's gonna be back. I think she's having some trouble with the with her internet. So instead of me blabbering on about how geeky I am, let's get into the news, because quite a bit happened in the news. I see Jeff, very interesting, Jeff Bezos. Now apparently his company Amazon is going to be launching into space. Now he will be on board a space flight which is set to be launched by his company Blue Origin on the 20th of July. Very interesting that. I've heard many stories of people going to space. I mean, I've heard, Elon Musk is trying to go to space. Jeff Bezos. So whether or not this will happen, it'll be interesting. You know, I'm interested to see someone other than space astronauts going to space. I think that would be very interesting. So the 20th of July is supposedly when he's going to be going into space. Also in the news, now this is very cool. Malaysian police have been using drones to detect people with high temperatures and crowds. Now the drones have been rolled out in Malaysia's Terengganu state for the past 3 days. Now, according to police, the drones can detect body temperatures from as high as 20 meters in the air and emit a red light if temperatures are over 37.5, should I say. Now, this is great because, you know, it will obviously send, I guess this sends people notifications on their phone. But I don't know if people are comfortable having drones following them. So I think it's a good idea because it's not the first country that did this. I think America also did this, or they trialed it. last year. Who else trialed it? Some other country trialed it. I read something about this. So, yeah, very interesting. I like the idea. I just don't know if people like the idea of having a drone following them. But I like the concept of it. Now, this is interesting. England cricketer Ollie Robinson has been suspended from international cricket pending an investigation. Whew, I got there eventually. Into historical racist tweets. Now, the tweets come from 2012 and 2013 and were revealed whilst the pace bowler was making his England debut against New Zealand last week. Now, he will leave the England camp and return to his county of Sussex. Apparently, in one tweet, he used the N-word, and in another tweet, he wrote, "My new Muslim friend is the bomb." So, these things always interest me. They always interest me because, you know, obviously, people change. And I've noticed this, especially amongst footballers. You know, footballers who come from very lower leagues in England. And, you know, they manage to get their break at a big team. And then someone will dig up these tweets. And it's very interesting because, firstly, I don't know how you have the time to go through people's tweets. I mean, look, I don't tweet a lot, so maybe it'll be easier for people to find stuff. I mean, it's not that I don't have anything to hide. I mean, people who listen to the show and people who know me will know that if I tweet something, I tweet what's on my mind. So whether I'm angry with a politician or whether I'm happy or whatever, I don't think, to my best of my knowledge, I don't think I've ever used any N-word or been racist at all on Twitter. But it's this kind of stuff always interests me because, you know, people change, and obviously, you know, as for example, this cricketer, as he became a professional, you know, he had to change his personality. So obviously, you know, he's going to be in the limelight a lot more often. So he has to be representable. He has to represent his country, England, and obviously all the cricket players are very, you know, very well rehearsed, very media trained. So, you know, he had to change his way and his way of tweeting and all of that. But it's just, this kind of stuff just always interests me. How people can find that the time to dig up stuff like this. I mean, I don't even know how many tweets I have. But people just, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's just interesting how people can find the time to do stuff like this. And obviously now, I'm not, you know, condoning anything that this guy has done. I just think, you know, he's worked his way up and he's finally got his break to represent England, and now this happens. But, you know, obviously, you know, using the N-word is a very serious offense. And when you say stuff like your Muslim friend is the bomb, it's, you know, depending on how you see the tweet, it's still kind of offensive. So this guy's got a lot of thinking to do. All right, everybody. Short and sweet show. We'll be back on Friday. I think our new social media affairs person will be here. She needs to ask me some questions, and it'll be a chance for you to get to know her and hear what she sounds like. I think she's doing a terrific job on our social media, because, you know, our social media was in kind of neglect over the last few months, and she's brought it back into life. So yeah, it's going to be fun having her in the studio. I think she also needs to update a few things on our website, because our website is also, you know, in a bit of a state of neglect. So she's working hard to bring all of that back up and running and up to date. So it'll be a very good show on Friday. So have a good week. Enjoy the weather, and we'll chat on Friday.